faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep! P-E-P-Pep! Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman! Today, while Superman makes an effort to get behind the murder of Charles Canfield, the men who call themselves the Knights of the White Carnation strike another blow at democracy.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, when there are both boys and girls in a family, there's pretty sure to be a lot of good-natured rivalry. And that's just exactly what's happening with the collections of that new series of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Brothers and sisters are racing like anything to see who can collect the most different funny paper characters. Yes, there's a lot of excitement every time Mom opens a new package of Pep. And there's a great business of trading duplicates, too. And, of course, you're always mighty proud to pin a new Pep comic button with the others on your jacket or your dress or cap. Now, you'll want to collect all 18 of these new series buttons. Vitamin Flint Heart and Spud and Superman and all the rest. And if you don't want to be left behind, you better ask Mom to get you some more Kellogg's Pep. That's how easy it is to get these prizes. You don't send in any money, not even a box top. And you can't buy them anywhere. But you get a comic button in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And you get something else, too. A doggone delicious dish for breakfast. Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. Those whole wheat flakes are brim full of catchy sunshine flavor. The kind of sunny flavor that's so good on a cold morning. So ask Mom for lots of P-E-P. The Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. At a secret meeting of six prominent Metropolis businessmen who call themselves the Knights of the White Carnation, Vincent Kirby, their leader, draws attention to a photograph of the Metropolis High School basketball team published in the Daily Planet. Venomously, Kirby pointed out that four of the boys on the team were obviously of foreign descent, and as such, should not be permitted to play. Angered by this hate-mongering attitude, Charles Canfield, a wealthy industrialist, called Kirby un-American. He then resigned from the group and frankly announced he would do everything in his power to expose the Knights of the White Carnation to the public. Alarmed, Kirby made a phone call, and early the following morning, Clark Kent and Perry White learned that Charles Canfield had been found dead, with a knife in his back. As we continue now, we find Kent, who, as we know, is Superman, and Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen at police headquarters, where they are trying to get a statement from Inspector Henderson. Listen.
Look, Kent, I've already issued a statement. I've said that Canfield was apparently killed by a stick-up man, a mugger, as he was about to enter his home on Lake Drive. That's all we know at present.
I'm sure it isn't all, you know.
Yeah? What makes you so sure?
Because even I know more than that.
Yeah, so do I.
Say, what are you trying to do? Trick me into talking?
Oh. Inspector, how could you ever dream of such a thing?
Oh, we never do a thing like that, Inspector.
Now, you keep your 2 cents out of this half pint.
Half pint? Bleeping lizards.
Now, look here, Kent. I want to...
Believe me, Inspector, this is all on the level. We have some valuable information, and we're ready to make a bargain. You talk, and we'll talk.
Huh? What kind of information?
Information that may lead to the arrest of the man who killed Charles Canfield?
I don't believe it.
Meaning to imply that I'm not telling the truth? That I'm a liar? Is that it?
Now, take it easy, Ken.
Well,
take it
just...
easy. All right. We ought to know better than to try to keep anything from you. Come on up to the crime detection lab, and I'll show you what we've got.
Here's the story the way we shape it up. When Canfield's body was found on the sidewalk in front of his house, nothing was missing from his pockets but his wallet. He had a gold fountain pen and a pencil set, a diamond stick pin and this watch. A watch worth at least $1,000, all of which might add up to one thing.
It wasn't just an ordinary holdup.
Right. Whoever did it wanted it to look like a holdup and grabbed his wallet, but forgot the rest of the stuff.
Or else he got frightened away before he had a chance.
You may have something there, Jim.
We thought of that, but it doesn't gel because the body was discovered by the milkman at 5:30 in the morning. Now, there are only two houses on that street. Evidently, nobody walked by after Canfield was knifed. So the chances of the guy being scared off are slim.
Well, then the net of it is you believe it was a planned murder that was supposed to look like a stick-up.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't say anything of the sort. And don't you go printing that or I'll have you thrown into jail for intimidating an officer of the law.
Who am I intimidating?
Me. You're trying to put words into my mouth. Now, all I said
relax,
was...
Relax, Inspector, relax. Strangely enough, I agree with you.
Huh? What about?
I agree with you that Canfield was murdered.
I never said
I know that. You didn't, but the information I have matches up with that theory.
Yeah, it fits like a piece of a jigsaw puzzle.
Huh? Well, I talked. Now it's your turn. Well,
here it is. Last night about midnight, Charles Canfield called the editor of the Planet, Perry White, from a drugstore phone booth. He made an appointment for lunch with him today and told him he had a story that would blow Metropolis wide open.
Is this on the level, Kent?
Strictly on the level.
Around midnight, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. The medical examiner figured he was killed between midnight and 1 a.m.
That was after he made the phone call.
That clinches it. Kent, I want to thank you.
Hey, how about me?
Well, you too, Half Pint.
Oh, Inspector, please stop calling me that.
Half Pint Olson, the demon reporter.
You too?
Now, I can't fool around. I've got to go to work. And, Kent,
hmm?
You won't blast this on the front page until we get our teeth into it, will you?
Of course not.
I will, unless you cut out that Half Pint stuff.
You know what I'll do to you.
What?
Now, look. All joking aside, this is a serious matter. Canfield, as far as we know, didn't have an enemy in the world. He was well-liked, respected, and one of the leading businessmen of the city. He was chairman of the community chest, president of the Chamber of Commerce, on the hospital board and the board of charities, and one of the directors of the Metropolis Trust Company. A wealthy, solid citizen who never had a word of scandal attached to either himself or his family. In fact, he never even got a ticket for parking. And yet, someone hated him enough to murder him in cold blood.
That doesn't make sense. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe it was still just a stick-up man who didn't have brains enough to take the watch and the rest of the stuff.
I doubt it, Jim. No clues on the body, Inspector? No indication as to where Canfield had been?
Nothing we could find. Outside of personal effects, all he had in his pockets was this newspaper clipping.
Oh, let me see it. Hey, it looks like a clip from the Planet.
Oh, it is. It's my story.
What?
Your story?
Yeah, I write the high school sports news, you know.
Oh.
This is the story I did yesterday on the Metropolis High basketball team. See, here's a picture of the team.
Mm-hmm.
They play their first round for the state championship tonight at the Armory. They're a cinch to win.
Now, why would Canfield be carrying a clipping about a high school basketball team?
Yeah, you've got me. But I don't think it's important one way or the other.
I'm not so sure about that. Jim?
Yeah?
Say the Metropolis team's playing at the Armory tonight?
Mm-hmm, against Cedar Falls.
Uh-huh.
And they'll win in a walk. With Pulaski and Kaplan and Rossetti...
Did you get tickets for the game?
What do I need tickets for? I sit in the press box.
Oh. Well, is it all right for me to sit there?
Sure, it's all right. You really want to go?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's on your mind, Kent?
I'll tell you after I see the game, Inspector. Let's go, Jim.
Well, here are our seats, Mr. Kent. Pretty good, huh?
Swell, Jim. Say, quite a turnout here tonight.
Yeah, full house.
You figure Metropolis can't lose, is that it?
Oh, not a chance. Pulaski and Kaplan are crackerjack forwards. Jack Wilson's the best center in the state.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to guards, Michael Kelly and Tony Rizzuti are tops.
Huh, here comes one of the teams.
Oh, that's Cedar Falls.
Hey, they look big and fast, Jim.
Oh, sure, but we'll take them. You know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Hey, look at them snap that ball around. Not bad at all.
Oh, will you see our boys? They'll be out in a minute. Watch Pulaski drop him in from midcourt. He's terrific. Say, by the way...
Yeah?
How come you wanted to see this game tonight? I meant to ask you.
I like basketball.
Oh, go on. That's not the reason. You got some kind of an idea. Something you don't want to tell me, huh?
Not at all, Jim. It's just that...
Oh, here comes the Metropolis team.
Oh, yeah.
That's Jack Wilson. He's captain and center, running in front with the ball.
Looks like a good man.
Yeah. And the next one... Hey, that's funny.
What's the matter?
Oh, that's not our team.
Not your team?
No. Except for Jack Wilson, none of our first team players are on the floor.
Is that so?
Hey,
yeah. Those guys on the floor are all subs.
Maybe the coach decided to start the second team.
No. He gave me the starting lineup this afternoon. There's something wrong, Mr. Kent. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure something's gone wrong.
Worried and puzzled, Jimmy Olsen and the huge crowd in the Armory roar out in protest as only one member of the Metropolis High first team takes the court for the championship game. What does this mean? We'll find out in a moment when we return for the startling climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
You know, gang, it's a good idea now and then to check over your collection of comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep and see how you're coming along. Because you won't want to miss out on a single one. No, sir. You'll want Tess Trueheart and Goofy and Beezy and Superman and all the rest of those 18 new and different comic buttons. What's more, you wouldn't want to miss the excitement of trading duplicates with your pals. And you're mighty proud to wear your collection pinned on your jacket or your dress or your cap because they're so doggone smart looking, bright colored and gleaming as anything. And you know, the best part is these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to make sure that Mom keeps you supplied with Kellogg's Pep. Because there's a comic button inside every package of Pep you open. And is there a load of good eating in a package of Kellogg's Pep? Pep looks so doggone golden and inviting that, well, you can hardly wait to start right in. And your first spoonful of these sunny whole wheat flakes tastes so good, you settle right down for a real session, believe me. So ask Mom to get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Clark Kent, Jimmy Olsen, and a capacity crowd in the armory have been startled to see the Metropolis High basketball team take the floor for a championship game. The quintet, consisting of four substitutes and one regular. Puzzled, Jim turns to Kent and says,
"The coach told me just this afternoon that he's starting the first team. Now this setup with four subs has me worried."
"That seems strange, Jim. Considering that this is the opening game for the state championship."
"Yeah. That's why I'm sure something's wrong."
"Yeah?
We won't have a chance against Cedar Falls without our regulars."
"There must be some explanation, Jim. Oh, wait a minute. Here it comes. See, there's a man walking out on the floor with a public address microphone. See?
Where?
Over there."
Oh, yeah. That's Coach Reed."
"Oh?
Quiet. He teaches science, too.
Quiet, everybody.
I had him when I went to Metropolis."
"May I have your attention, please? Ladies and gentlemen, I know you're all wondering why four members of Metropolis High's team are not on the floor tonight."
"You said it."
"I have been asked to announce that the reason for the absence from the floor of Tony Rizzuti, Casimir Pulaski, Bill Kaplan, and Michael Kelly is that they have been suspended from the team."
"Suspended?"
"Because they are suspected of having dealt with professional gamblers."
"What?"
"Uh-oh, there's your answer, Jim."
"Answer? Nothing. It's a lie. A dirty, rotten lie."
Stunned and enraged, Jimmy screams out his answer to the announcement made by the coach of the Metropolis team. An answer echoed in the pounding feet and shouted protests of the huge crowd. Strangely enough, the four boys who have been suspended were the same four boys Vincent Kirby, the cold, ruthless leader of the Knights of the White Carnation, labeled foreigners. Is there some connection between the suspension and Kirby's group of hate mongers? We'll know more tomorrow, gang, when Clark Kent as Superman takes a hand. So don't miss it. Be sure to listen. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Hey, what'll you have, gang? Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, or Pep? Or one of your other favorite Kellogg cereals? Well, you can take your pick every morning at breakfast when Mom sets out Kellogg's Variety. That's the white, green, and red package with 10 individual packages, each one a serving just for you. One day you'll choose a shredded cereal, next day one that's popped, next day a flake cereal made from corn, wheat, or rice. Everyone's a treat because it's a favorite Kellogg cereal. Makes breakfast a picnic of fun. So remind Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.